Yesterday we discussed why the Eivishter picked Dafke the mitzvah of Shechita to show Torah Chadasha. There are so many mitzvahs in the Torah. What exactly is going to be the heter that you're allowed to shecht with this cart, with this fin? What type of Shechita is it that you're allowed to shecht? And the nekuda of the Hesber is that there's a big mistake. It's not pshat that there's going to be no shechet. When you read the Medrash simply, it comes out that there's not going to be a shechet. Because the Leviathan is going to take its fins and the shecht the sharabar. In reality, there is going to be the shechet. The shechet that is going to be used is the Eibishter. The Eibishter himself is going to be the Sheichet of the Leviosin. And the Shaila is, we know that Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu Aimer, Aimer Yisrael Aseis. Everything that the Eibishter tells Yidden to do, he does himself. How could it be that for us, it's Aser to Shecht, and for the Eibishter, he himself is going to do a Shechita which he himself answers? And the answer is as follows. That the niach, that we'd be able to do a shechita like the Eibishter would do the shechita, there are those that want to answer as follows. That we, there's a suffix to our shechita. We don't know how to shecht, we're bnei Adam. But the Eibishter, he knows how to shecht perfectly. That's one answer. Another answer that's given in the Mefarshim is that if we would shecht, it would be Tzar Balechayim. But the Eivishter Kilo knows how to shecht in a way that it's not Tzar Balechayim. But that again, we don't get into the reasons why the Eivishter does it. The Eivishter has a rule, whatever he tells us not to do, he doesn't do himself. So getting back to the Nekuda, how come it is that this shechita the Eivishter is matter? And the nekuda of the answer is that it's not pshat that he's matter the shechita, getting back to the point that such a shechita l'chatchila is never usher. That such a shechita l'chatchila, when the Eivishter gave us hilcha shechita, he l'chatchila he excluded himself. What does this mean for us in our practical life? Then you have Sudas Leviosin. We're going to eat the Leviosin. The Inyan of eating shows that the Inyan is coming bepnimius. Like it says, when you eat something, it becomes part of you. La'asid lavi inyanim, which were usher, meaning they were not shayach to become part of us, are going to become mutter. In other words, we're going to eat the Leviosin, meaning even things which in the Zman HaGolos were things which are beyond us, nevertheless, they're going to be mutter. In other words, they're able to be part of our body. We're going to be able to internalize in Yonim of Elikus, which were not until now.